pretty much devastated. Very disturbed, very worried, of course, because the roll-on effect is enormous for businesses and also for people's well-being.
When something like this happens, how does it impact on the community?
Tremendously. You know, like, kids lose their friends. Families are just packed up, gone within a month. Yeah, empty houses everywhere. What can they do? Nothing. There's no other employment opportunities in these towns because they're purely mining. So they can't stay because they're all company-owned houses, etc.
There's a knock-on effect, isn't there, to businesses, community sports groups?
Absolutely. You know, you lose cricket teams, football players, you lose all your volunteers. People that, you know, like, do all these activities for the community, they'll be all gone. And, yeah, it takes a long time to rebuild.
Of course, this isn't the first time Tom Price and Parabidou have been affected by mining job losses,
no.
Is it?
No, it's not. There was a round last year, but I think this is getting to be now more savage. It, you know, takes a while for the community to settle down again. They just started that, and now, bang again, you know. We have to rebuild communities again.
How would you describe the mood around those towns at the moment?
Well, everybody's frightened to lift their head in case they get a phone call to go in and be told that they've lost their job. I think people have got kids away at boarding school and different things, so their whole lives change totally.
How would you say the future looks right now?
Well, we're very uncertain what Rio's plans are next, whether they're going to replace these people or redeploy them at other mines, or they haven't given us any indication at all yet. And their Perth office has suffered too. Like our communication that we did have with the heads of Rio in Perth, they've gone. So there's no point of contact at the moment with anybody in Perth.
As far as the future for Tom Price and Parabidou, is there one?
Oh, well, I hope so. We certainly do. Because, like, we're trying to build these inland communities. We want people to live up north. We want people to enjoy the beauty of the Northwest and be part of our communities. And now this just puts a little bit of a hole in the bucket, doesn't it?
What is it going to take for Tom Price and Parabidou to survive?
Well, they'll have to re-employ more people because they control the towns, virtually, the population of these towns. With small business, you know, like, you've got all your services, but if they're not getting the work, they're going to pack up and go too. So the roll-on effect will be phenomenal. And don't forget the schools. The schools will lose teachers. The hospital will probably lose staff. There's not the population there. There's no need for staff, etc. So, yes, it has a huge roll-on effect.
How hopeful are you that iron ore will bounce back and those jobs will reappear?
We've been through lulls before and we've got over it, but sometimes it does take years to get, you know, for this to happen. So we've just got to sit back and wait. We don't know. We haven't got the crystal ball in front of us, and I don't think Rio would probably know either.